In conflict, many people want one powerful conversation to fix everything. Someone apologizes, someone forgives. Everyone feels better. The relationship goes back to normal. Sometimes God gives a beautiful moment of repair. But often, reconciliation is not a single performance. It is a process. Forgiveness can begin in the heart before the relationship is fully restored. Trust, however, is rebuilt over time. Access to the relationship may need wisdom, boundaries, and evidence of change. Romans 12:18 says, "If it is possible, as much as it is up to you, be at peace with all men." That verse is both hopeful and honest. It tells us to pursue peace, but it also reminds us that peace does not depend only on us. Reconciliation requires more than one person wanting relief. It requires truth. It requires humility. It requires confession where sin has occurred. It requires repentance where harm has been done. It requires enough safety for the relationship to move forward faithfully. This is why we must not confuse forgiveness with pretending. Forgiveness does not say, "It did not matter." Forgiveness does not erase consequences. Forgiveness does not automatically restore trust. Forgiveness releases personal vengeance to God and opens the heart to obey Christ. Reconciliation, when possible, involves renewed relationship. That may happen quickly, slowly, partially, or not at all. In Matthew 18, Jesus teaches a process for addressing sin. The goal is restoration, but the process is truthful. It does not hide harm. It does not rush trust. It does not ask people to perform peace while the wildfire is still burning underneath. A peace fire response asks, "Lord, what is mine to do?" Maybe your next faithful step is confession. Maybe it is forgiveness. Maybe it is a careful conversation. Maybe it is waiting. Maybe it is seeking wise help. Maybe it is creating a fire break because the other person refuses truth, repentance, or safety. Reconciliation is not a show we put on to look spiritual. It is a work of God's grace, truth, and wisdom in real relationships. Before moving on, ask, am I trying to force a quick resolution, or am I willing to walk the slower path of truth, repentance, forgiveness, wisdom, and trust?